And when you want to explain to people about the investigations power of Congress and what role it plays generally, how do you explain that role of Congress?
Well, the Congress has the responsibility to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse in government and in the executive branch. We're supposed to oversee that. Most committees in the Congress and the House don't do a really good job of it. When I became chairman, Newt charged me with the responsibility of really being aggressive in a number of investigations. I investigated Health and Human Services, the Food and Drug Administration, the FBI, as well as the White House. And we found that there were people in jail for 30-some years for crimes they didn't commit. J. Edgar Hoover knew about it, and like Mr. Joe Salvati of Massachusetts. So there were a lot of things that were wrong in government that weren't readily known. And so when we had our investigations, we were very, very aggressive. Now, what did we do? I issued over 1,200 subpoenas. I don't think anybody will ever touch that record. I'm not sure it's a good record, but it was one I thought was necessary. And it's because we wanted to get to the bottom of a lot of these things. And I think it paid off. And I will tell you this. We not only put pressure on the Clinton administration, I put pressure on the Bush administration and his chief counsel at the White House as well. In particular, where the Salvati case was involved. And so I know you've probably heard of Whitey Bulger, who was just captured recently. His brother, Billy Bulger, was one of the people we had before our committee in Boston working on that that Bulger investigation. So there were a lot of things we did. And that's the responsibility of Congress. The oversight of the executive branch and the agencies of government is extremely important, because no matter what you believe, what you think, there's going to be waste, there's going to be fraud, and there's going to be criminal activity and abuse in any government. And you have to really take a hard look at it.
Well, with that hyper-partisanship you were talking about earlier and some of its root causes, did your aggressive stance for investigation contribute to that? And if so, is that the price that you think is necessary to pay?
I think that it did contribute to that. Because you're really stepping on toes. When you go after the President of the United States, you'd better have armor plate, and you'd better realize they're going to do whatever it takes to negate what you say and to put a stop to your investigation, which they did. And they contacted the head of my golf team when I was in high school, girls I dated in school. They went into everything. So I think that's one of the things you have to expect when you're really aggressive. And it does cause problems. But nevertheless, I have no regrets about it. I feel if you're going to do your job and do it to the best of your ability and live up to your commitments to the Constitution, you have to be ready to take the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
What did you learn through that experience about the powers of the executive and the powers of the Congress?
As I said before, I learned that the President of the United States, if he has an Attorney General that will really stand behind him, I think there's very little that can be accomplished as far as bringing illegal activity to the fore and to justice. Richard Nixon, he went to his attorney general during Watergate and didn't get his support. Had he gotten his support, I don't think he would have left office. Conversely, when we went after Bill Clinton and had over 100 people take the Fifth Amendment or flee the country, and we had, I felt, very strong evidence of some illegal activities, Janet Reno really protected him, and I think that ended up helping him a lot. But I want to point out, and if Bill or Hillary is paying any attention, I would say to them, they did some good things. And I think that the economy of the country was helped because he worked with Newt Gingrich. So there were some positives. But nevertheless, I still feel like there were some things that were wrong that we were pursuing.